When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Daveites. The study of ancient cultures, civilizations, and events is of course one largely focused on the past, with occasional new discoveries in the present providing new details, but the past is largely set in stone. The history of the Daveites, however, within the SCP universe, is one that has a very curious connection to time, existing in the past, of course, but ever creeping into the present. It wouldn't be an SCP topic without some sort of anomalous context, and so this video will discuss the Daveites, their strange expanding history, and some of the other SCPs related to them. Unlike some other groups or factions in the SCP universe, the Daveites are based primarily around a single SCP, SCP-140. SCP-140 is a book titled A Chronicle of the Devas, copyrighted sometime in the 1900s, and written by an unknown author. Oddly, there are far more pages contained in the book than could actually be held by the binding, but that's just the beginning of its anomalous properties. Those who read the book feel paranoia, unease, and nausea, potentially due to the unsettling material held within, although some do claim to smell the odor of dried blood coming from the book. Regardless, readers feel compelled to continue reading the book, calling the text fascinating. Additionally, if SCP-140 comes into contact with any fluid, more text will be added to the book. And so, due to the fascinating compulsion that readers have, they will attempt to bring any fluid they can to the book to add to it, including their own blood. The book itself is, of course, a chronicle of the Daveite civilization, which existed thousands of years ago, originating in what is now south-central Siberia. At times, the Daveites operated as a collection of city-states, and their civilization, of course, evolved and changed over time. But primarily, they functioned underneath a theocratic aristocracy. The majority of the Daveites served under a ruling class known as the Devas, who routinely practiced cannibalism and magic rituals. Evidence suggests that the Devas unnaturally extended their lives, possibly because of these rituals, and that in fact they were different enough from modern humans to be considered a separate species. The civilization as a whole believed in human sacrifice and blood rituals, and they were largely a militaristic society, conquering their enemies and building large urban centers on the backs of slave labor. It is believed that the Daveites were a matriarchal society, in which women generally possessed higher status than men. The book goes into great graphic detail about the different blood rituals, sacrifices, battles, conquests, and even the daily life of the Daveites. Archaeologists working for the SCP Foundation have discovered ruins and different artifacts from the Daveite civilization in locations such as Siberia, northern Iran, Mongolia, and China, signifying that this culture did actually exist. The Daveites apparently created a number of anomalous artifacts and creatures, some of which have been found and contained by the Foundation, and the rest seemingly lost in time. An early reading of the book showed the Daveite civilization being utterly crushed by the Chinese, killing off practically all of the Devas and ending their reign. In most history books, that would be pretty much the end of the Daveite story, but this is where the true anomalous properties kick in. As mentioned, fluids that come into contact with the book add to its contents, but not just adding details to existing material. It also changes and adds to their history. Their defeat at the hands of the Chinese was changed to a mere setback, along with other defeats, and new individuals and events are continually added. By itself, this would be merely interesting, but the fact that Foundation archaeologists discovered new artifacts and materials that match this new history means the world's timeline is actually being rewritten along with it. Right now, the Daevite timeline ends hundreds of years ago, and modern history seems to be unaffected by these timeline changes. But if SCP-140 keeps getting added to, it could result in a complete restructuring of the modern world. Fortunately, SCP-140 is locked up tight by the Foundation, but unfortunately, a number of identical copies are out in the world, each capable of adding to the Daevite history. So far, the Foundation have found and destroyed dozens of copies, but at this point, two expansion events have occurred while SCP-140 was contained in its vault. SCP-140 represents a massive danger to the current structure of the modern world, and recovery of the other copies is a top priority. The Daevites are mentioned in a number of other SCPs contained by the Foundation, and that number is only likely to grow as time goes on. But I'll take the time to just discuss a certain few. There are several SCPs that refer to the Deva's rituals, specifically in connection with botany. SCP-392 is a plant species created by the Daevites in 800 BCE, resembling a peach tree, but instead of growing fruit, it grows human heads. These heads are all physically identical, believed to be the head of a male sex slave who served a Deva, but the heads lack eyelids and contain an SCP-392 seed in their skull cavity. These heads respond to certain physical stimuli, such as their eyes following a moving hand, and seem to respond more actively to females than males. When removed from the tree, either manually or when they fall off, the heads cease activity and begin to decompose, with the decomposing head serving as fertilizer for the seed, if possible. SCP-3140 are massive tree-like entities, believed to have been used for warfare by the Daevites around 11,000 BCE, although the leading theory is that they were originally created by SCP-1000, sometime prior to that, and simply modified by the Daevites. SCP-3140 stands about 12 meters tall, although it's possible ancient members of the species stood much taller, and seem to be formed from a mixture of the Tibetan cypress and the Japanese cherry, with wooden legs possessing full articulation. SCP-3140 is covered in a large number of glyphs, tattoos, and Daevite iconography, and also possess three large barrels attached to it, although it's believed that these barrels were a later modification, as they are not present on newly born members of the species. Anyone that places their left hand in a specific recess on SCP-3140 and speaks a command in Daevic can order the entity to follow certain directions. These commands include moving, stomping, stabbing with extendable bone spikes, and presumably firing some incendiary substance from the barrels, although the entity contained by the Foundation only billows smoke when given the fire command. SCP-3399 is a species of trees activated by the blood of an individual that will grow leaves that display images resembling memories carried by the individual. Seeds grown from these trees will begin to show images on their leaves of potential future events, usually partners whom the individual could conceive a child with. Future trees grown from the seeds will continue to show future events related to the potential offspring, and the trees grown will also reflect any genetic disorders carried by the individual that would be passed on to offspring. It's believed these trees were utilized by Daevite royalty to help craft the best bloodlines. There are also references that connect both the early ancestors of the Church of the Broken God and the Sarkic cults to the Daevite civilization. It's believed that Sarkicism originated from Daevite slaves that overthrew their rule, eventually going to war with the Daevites. The Sarkic cults originally crushed the Daevite civilization, but thanks to SCP-140, the Daevites bounce back once again. The Mechanites, likely one of a large number of smaller cults amidst the Daevites, broke away from the Daevites and were at best temporary allies against the Sarkis, and most likely indifferent towards the Daevites. The Daivites seem to have clashed with a number of kingdoms and religious organizations, and as time keeps getting rewritten, so does the number of their conflicts grow. The Daivite civilization is one intertwined with blood rituals, human sacrifices, slavery, and the anomalous, but those concepts would be considered mostly standard fare for an ancient civilization in the SCP universe. SCP-140 is really the most perplexing element in their history, as it's believed by some that the Daivite civilization didn't even exist in our timeline until that book's publication. One of the most commonly accepted theories is that the Daivite kingdom existed in an alternate dimension, and some process resulted in them intermingling into ours. Whether the process responsible for this is one of the Daivites' rituals, or some other third party, is up in the air. But the damage is already done, and will likely only continue to grow worse. Additionally, it's also debatable if the Mechanites and Sarkics would have existed without the presence of the Daivites, or if SCP-140 is also responsible for their creation as well. It's generally accepted that the past stays in the past, but when it comes to the Daivites, the past keeps creeping up.